Well, the Miami Heat jumped out to another quick double-digit lead last night, only this time they managed to hang on. ABC had the coverage of Game 2 last night in Oklahoma City.
Six to shoot. James on the drive, on the pull-up, bang shot. Beautiful play from James.
That fall-away kiss off the glass in the waning minutes, two of LeBron James' team-high 32 points, helped the Heat fight off a late charge from the Thunder 196. Miami's win knots the NBA Finals at one game apiece. James says he thinks the young Thunder team will have no problem bouncing back from this home loss.
They're going to come back strong. You know, they're going to come back strong in our house, but we're glad we split. And, off to, our arena where we're very good and our fans are looking forward to this.
Game 3 is Sunday night in Miami. In golf, Michael Thompson has a three-stroke lead over Tiger Woods and four others through round 1 of the U.S. Open. Thompson strung together four birdies on the back nine and finished with seven for the day, good for a 4-under-66. Meanwhile, a host of expected contenders were eaten up by the course, including Phil Mickelson, who fired a 76, Rory McIlroy, who shot a 77, and Luke Donald, who carded a 79. To baseball, Kirk Nieuwenhuis homered twice as the Mets whipped Tampa Bay 9-6. Cincinnati crushed Cleveland 12-5. St. Louis topped the White Sox 5-3. Baltimore blasted Pittsburgh 12-6. Houston doubled up San Francisco 6-3. Philadelphia dumped Minnesota 6-1. Arizona routed Texas 11-3. Detroit got by the Cubs 5-3. Kansas City edged Milwaukee 4-3. Oakland cruised past Colorado 8-2. And San Diego beat Seattle 6-2. In other baseball news, former Yankees manager Joe Torre will manage the United States at the World Baseball Classic next season. In NHL news, a celebration 45 years in the making ended in a blizzard of silver and black confetti as the Los Angeles Kings showed off the Stanley Cup. The Kings rode buses and flatbed trucks in a parade through downtown Los Angeles on Thursday to celebrate their first NHL championship. In college football news, three more accusers took the witness stand Thursday in the sex abuse trial against former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. One man testified Sandusky raped him as a teen guest in Sandusky's home. Another accuser told jurors Sandusky called himself the tickle monster before embracing him in a shower. And a third said he had viewed Sandusky as a father figure despite being fondled by him. The ex-coach faces 52 criminal counts involving alleged assaults of 10 boys over a 15-year span. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.